Page 3, Context and Background. The top third of the page shows an architect's drawing of a house plan. The council began this local plan process in 2015, when the number of new homes the council needed to give planning permission to each year was much lower. Since then, the population in our part of Hampshire has continued to grow, and the shortage of housing has become more severe. Alongside this, in 2018, the government announced changes to its National Planning Policy Framework, NPPF. The way it calculated how many new homes each council had to plan for was changed, and for Fareham this meant a significant increase. As a result, we had to pause work on our new local plan and look again at possible sites for new homes. In summer 2020, the government began consulting on new changes to its methodology for calculating how many new homes areas should provide. Based on the new proposals, we would have to plan for at least 403 new homes a year. This is a decrease on the number for Fareham following the 2018 changes, but still up on the original amount planned for in 2015. Because this is such a significant change for Fareham, the council has taken the view that it would be irresponsible to ignore it. However, the decision to plan for fewer numbers is not without risk, as the government may make further changes to its proposed methodology before it is implemented. As a result, the council will need to wait for the final outcome of the government's consultation before moving on to the next stage. Taking all of this into account, it's really important that we develop a clear and comprehensive strategy for planning in Fareham. Once approved, together with the Wellbourne plan, it will provide a development blueprint for the borough. The local plan will, when adopted, provide the strategy for the use of land and buildings up to 2037, set out where new homes, employment areas and services such as shops and community facilities should be. Detail how historic and natural environments should be conserved and enhanced. Guide decisions on planning applications. We are now at the publication plan stage, sometimes called a Regulation 19. This is the final stage before the plan is submitted to a planning inspector for independent examination on behalf of the government. It is therefore important that you take this opportunity to have your say on the plan.